When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
In the video, the man sounds creeped out. He's a patient with brain damage, and you can't see his face in the video, just his hands. They're thick hands, with a chain around one wrist and a wedding band on one finger. But in his hands, he's holding a number, a green foam 8. It's about 8 inches tall, like something you might see a preschooler playing with. In the video, the man is holding the green foam 8 upright at first. But there's something wrong. He can feel the curves of the 8 with his fingers, but when he looks at it, it looks like an incoherent jumble of lines to him. The audio quality is poor, but you can hear his reaction here.
I don't see the shape that I'm feeling.
I don't see the shape that I'm feeling. But when the man rotates the number by 90 degrees, something happens. The shape suddenly snaps into focus for him. The 8 now looks like a green mask with 2 eye holes. Here's his reaction. I know, folks, this is too strange for words. Now the man begins rotating the number back and forth, back and forth. And each time it changes orientation, he watches it melt and cohere, over and over. It's so creepy to him that he finally hands the 8 to a nearby scientist.
No, you gotta take that away.
That's fine.
You gotta take that away. He doesn't even want it in his sight anymore. For privacy's sake, this man is known only by his initials, as RFS. And RFS is the subject of a fascinating new case study that would have done Oliver Sacks proud. Oddly, RFS can read words and letters just fine. But due to brain damage, he cannot see numbers at all. At least not consciously. In fact, his amazingly specific deficit could help neuroscientists explore one of the deepest, most profound mysteries in all of science. How conscious awareness arises inside the human brain. Hi, I'm Sam Keen, and you're listening to The Disappearing Spoon, a topsy-turvy, science-y history podcast, where footnotes become the real story. Over my career, I've written a lot about people with brain damage and neurological deficits. In fact, one of my books, The Dueling Neurosurgeons, is full of dozens of wild cases. Like stroke victims who can't speak but can still sing song lyrics, or people who can tell plants apart but not animals, or people who can't recognize their own children anymore but who can still tell sheep apart. It's fascinating stuff. But even after all those amazing cases in the Dueling Neurosurgeons, I had never heard of anything quite like RFS. Until 2010, RFS was a left-handed engineering geologist with no notable medical issues. But in October 2010, when he was 60 years old, he began experiencing headaches, amnesia, tremors, and difficulty walking. He went in for a neurological exam, but the doctors couldn't figure out what the cause was. Perhaps he'd had a mild stroke. However, they did see signs that he was suffering from a neurodegenerative brain disease called corticobasal syndrome, which causes brain cells to die off. Ultimately, then, doctors couldn't determine what caused RFS's problems. but the consequences were clear and startling. Over the next few months, numbers started looking strange to RFS. For instance, the 4 on a clock face might suddenly flip backwards, which was unsettling but not devastating. Quickly, though, things got worse. Eventually, numbers deteriorated into what he called messy blobs of spaghetti, tangles of random lines. For an engineering geologist who did math all day, this was a disaster. Even worse, the blobs weren't consistent. A 3 might look one way one day, and then like a completely different blob of spaghetti the next day. As a result, numbers became impossible to decipher. And it wasn't just his work that suffered. Think about how many times you use numbers every day without thinking about it. RFS couldn't read price tags or speed limit signs anymore. At hotels he stayed at, he had to mark the door frame of his room with a magic marker to know which room was his. And on and on. Now, there are cases in neuroscience history of people who've had a stroke or something and lost the ability to do math. But this case was different. RFS could still do arithmetic mentally and perform other mathematical operations. His math sense was intact. He'd only lost the ability to see the numbers. And I have to give RFS credit. It would have been easy to give up or succumb to despair, but he was resilient. He was determined to keep working in geology, and he eventually mastered a whole new digit system that used stick-like numbers. You can see some examples at patreon.com/disappearingspoon. There's also a picture there of what a scrambled number looked like to him. With this new numbering system, RFS could now write down phone numbers and do other daily tasks. He also had someone rejigger his computer so that it displayed these new numbers on screen. And with this alien-looking number system, he kept working for as long as he could. Amazingly, RFS's ability to read never suffered. He does mix up letters sometimes, like M and N, but overall he can read just fine. Even more bizarrely, not all digits are affected. The digits 2 through 9 look hopelessly scrambled to him, but 0 and 1? They look normal. Scientists don't know why exactly. They suspect that maybe it's because 0 and 1 are such simple shapes. Or maybe it's because those digits resemble alphabetical letters that he can still read. Or, most intriguing of all, maybe it's because 0 and 1 have deeper, more philosophical associations with ideas like absence and unity. This might allow his brain to process those digits via other pathways. Regardless, 0 and 1 register in his brain, but 2 through 9 do not. Eventually, RFS got referred to a team at Johns Hopkins University, led by neuroscientists Michael McCloskey, Teresa Schubert, and Dave Rothlein. And the trio began running tests with RFS to pin down exactly what was going on inside his brain.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Test involved the green foam 8. The Hopkins team had hoped that being able to feel the 8 and get some additional tactile information would help RFS to see it, but no. He could indeed feel the 8's curves with his fingers, but its image remained stubbornly scrambled. That's probably because human beings put such a high priority on visual information. It's a legacy of our tree-swinging past. Most mammals hug the ground and rely much more on scent than sight. We primates used to live in trees, and swinging through the branches requires acute vision. As a result, humans give visual information much higher priority, and it can override our other senses. So even though RFS could feel the outline of the green foam 8, his mind still couldn't see it. It was quasi-hallucinatory, and it left him creeped out and disturbed. Overall, the tests at Johns Hopkins revealed something crucial about RFS's deficit, that it's not a simple visual malfunction. After all, he could see the foam 8 clearly as a mask when it was oriented sideways. Rather, the deficit depended on his interpretation of the foam figure. As soon as his unconscious brain circuits registered a number, everything went haywire. This provides clear evidence that the brain has specialized circuits for processing numbers versus letters and other shapes. We have a number sense built right into our brains. Even more importantly, RFS's deficit could shed light on how conscious awareness arises inside the brain. During one test, the Hopkins team showed RFS some tall, blocky numbers and letters on a screen. And embedded inside these tall numbers and letters were tiny cartoon drawings of faces. So again, a tall number or letter with a cartoon face embedded inside. Now, when viewing the letters with embedded faces, RFS said he could see both easily, which makes sense since he could still read. In addition, the Hopkins team attached sensors to RFS's scalp to read his brainwaves during this task. And amid these brainwaves, the scientists noticed one called the N170 wave. It's a little blip in the brain that's strongly associated with seeing and recognizing faces. Overall, then, RFS reported seeing the faces embedded inside the letters, and the sensors confirmed, via the N170 wave, that his brain was indeed picking up on the face. Pretty straightforward. In contrast, consider the numbers with embedded faces. When shown numbers with embedded faces, RFS could not see either one. As soon as his brain perceived a number there, everything in his visual field got scrambled. It was all spaghetti. But, incredibly, when the Hopkins scientists looked at the brain waves from the sensors, RFS's brain still showed the N170 spike. Even though he couldn't consciously see a face embedded in the number, his unconscious brain was somehow still picking up on it. How is that possible? Well, there's a lot going on under the surface inside our brains. We like to think that we're aware of everything going on around us, like a video recorder. But in truth, our brains pick up on far more than we're ever aware of. Perceiving something and being conscious of it are different things. And that's why this experiment with RFS can maybe help us understand how conscious awareness arises inside the brain. You see, identifying and processing faces is a fairly high-level skill. It takes some real computing power in our noggins. And many people, including some scientists, conflate those two things. They say that high-level processing is consciousness, or at least that high-level processing somehow produces consciousness as a byproduct. But RFS's case casts doubt on that idea. His brain was still capable of high-level processing, like picking out a face embedded in a number. But his conscious mind was completely oblivious. In other words, you can have high-level processing without conscious awareness. They're separate things. And as weird as it sounds, one can exist without the other. There's a heck of a lot more to unpack with this case, and I encourage you to check out the original paper, as well as the resources I've posted on patreon.com/disappearingspoon. And to be sure, there's a lot more that scientists would love to know about how RFS's brain works. For instance, he couldn't see static drawings of faces inside the numbers. But what if the faces moved? Would he be able to sense that motion, consciously or not? Given how much our brain emphasizes sight, perhaps motion could break through the number tangles and penetrate his conscious awareness. Sadly, though, questions like that will probably be impossible to answer. RFS's brain disease has taken a turn for the worse recently. He's quickly losing the ability to speak and move and even swallow. So more experiments seem unlikely. But just like with all the case studies in my book, what I've really taken away from the RFS story isn't sadness, but awe. Awe at how resilient he proved. After all, would you learn an entirely new number system in your 60s just so you could keep working, keep doing math? That shows incredible strength. I also admire his courage in submitting himself to the testing sessions, day after day, year after year. RFS did not like being there. The tests were creepy and disorienting. But he realized that the work could help answer some big scientific questions, so he endured them. And in the end, his unique deficits have already taught researchers a lot. As one of them told me, it's a very nice demonstration of all that awareness requires inside the brain. It's also a poignant reminder of just how fragile a gift our consciousness is. For more information about this episode, visit patreon.com/disappearingspoon. There, you can also suggest stories for future episodes, get signed merchandise, and find bonus material like extra podcasts and pictures. Also visit samkeen.com/podcast. There you can find more incredible stories from my books and learn how to book me as a speaker at your school or event. And if you like this podcast, please spread the word to others, both online and in person. I'm listener-supported, and word of mouth means a lot. Thanks for listening to The Disappearing Spoon.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.